Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, as of the 2018 midterms, they are coming very quickly. There's a segment of the population in South Florida that will have a definitively large impact on those elections, our senior population. Senior citizens traditionally have the highest voter turnout of any demographic. 70% of registered seniors came out, for the 2016 election. If there's one community in South Florida that's indicative of that power, it would be the Winmore Retirement Community in Broward County. Winmore has become a traditional stop on the tour for both statewide and national political campaigns. The retirement community is the focus of a new documentary entitled A Greater Society. This is from the beginning of the film.
When we had the presidential election, I mean, everybody and their uncle was here. Everybody came to Broward County.
Vice President Joe Biden.
And if they come to Broward County, they want to come to Winmore.
Broward County is ground zero. And you are the difference makers that make it ground zero.
When you're running for office, Winmore is a must-stop. When they turn out the numbers that they historically have, they make a huge difference in the outcome of elections.
They really count on us to get the votes out and sway the election.
Each of us have a responsibility to make sure everyone that we know gets out and votes.
350 people in one room, all of whom are going to vote, all of whom understand that it's their civic duty and their responsibility and that their activism makes a difference.
Well, joining us in studio now to talk about the film is one of Winmore's residents and a featured character, Minerva Nazario. Minerva, such a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And also joining us by Skype are the directors, Stacy Goldate and Craig Colton. Again, Stacy, Craig, it's such a pleasure. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Minerva, let me start with you. How would you describe the political engagement in the Winmore retirement community? How involved is everybody when it comes to elections?
Very involved.
I mean, what's it like? What kind of things are you doing?
Myself?
Yeah.
I try to concentrate in the Hispanic people that live in the community. Mine is more of a word of mouth. Personally, to each Hispanic that I meet in Winmore, my first question to them is, have you registered? Are you going out to vote? So it's a one-to-one. Plus, we have a club of Latino women in Winmore, and we encourage them to register. We encourage them to vote, not only them, but also to tell their family to go register and vote.
What do you do when you run into somebody who says, no, I haven't registered?
Well, some of the people, especially with the Hispanic, they might say, well, I'm not a U.S. citizen yet. But then I ask them, but do you have any other members in your family?
Yeah.
So could you please tell them how important it is for you to vote?
Why do you think, by the way, and usually you see it in elections, that, you know, your demographic of the population has a higher voter turnout. Why is that?
Well, you have to realize one thing, that the people we elect are going to make decisions that is going to affect our Social Security, is going to affect our Medicare, is going to affect our health program, and many other things. So we have to go out to vote.
Stacy and Craig, how unique of a retiree community is Winmore in that sense? Or could it be indicative of other retirement communities across the state of Florida or even the country?
Well, I think it's in the sense that people who are older, as you said, are more likely to vote. There's going to be that kind of a response. Our understanding is that Winmore is particularly known to have a large turnout, and it's more predominantly democratically leaning. So it's especially an important stop there.
And why is that? Why is that particular community lean more Democrat when you tend to see other retirement communities, especially in Florida, tend to lean a little more right?
Well, I think it's because a lot of the people who retired to Winmore were from the Northeast. So in the 70s, you had a lot of, and advertising was geared towards people in New York and Philadelphia who were tired of the cold. So they were the snowbirds who eventually became residents, and many of them were Democrats.
And you have an interesting connection to this community, Stacy.
I do. My grandmother and my great aunt were two of the original residents of Winmore.
And at what point did you decide, well, okay, this is a community, you've got to tell their story?
Well, Craig and I were driving to work one day, and we heard a story on NPR, our Los Angeles affiliate, and Greg Allen said that Vice President Joe Biden was making a campaign stop in 2012 to campaign for President Obama, and that blew our minds. We were not expecting that.
Craig, when you go in to want to film, you know, you've got to get personal with people. And, you know, and not everybody's used to having the camera in their face. I mean, what is that process of talking with these folks and convincing them that you believe their story is one worth telling and this is how you're going to do it? You're going to follow them around for a while.
Yeah, well, the thing about Winmore is that it's a gated private community, so you just can't walk in there and start filming. So we actually had to go before a committee of residents, a room of about 100 people, and explain to them what the documentary was going to be about, the process of shooting, how long it was going to take, because they were concerned about the image and how they were going to be portrayed. But once we got their blessing, then everyone was coming to us and saying, oh, you have to talk to this person. You got to talk to Ronnie. She's the president of the Democratic Club. You have to talk to Jack, president of the Conservative Club. You got to meet Minerva. And so that was exciting, just to meet people and actually embed ourselves. We embedded ourselves in the community for about 4 months. For about the first couple of weeks, they were a little, not nervous, but aware of our cameras. They'd make fun of us and say, oh, there's those people with the cameras again. But after about 2 weeks, they completely ignored us. So being able to be a fly on the wall and pick up the actions and the everyday workings of this community was really exciting for us.
I'm talking with director Stacy Goldate and Craig Colton. They are behind the new documentary film entitled A Greater Society. It follows the Winmore retirement community in Broward County during the 2014 midterm elections and the role they played in getting seniors out to vote. We're also talking with Minerva Nazadio. She's a Winmore resident and one of the folks featured in the film. Minerva, what was it like when they said, yeah, we want to come in, we want to film, follow you around, put cameras on you all the time? Yeah, I mean, what's that like?
At the beginning, I did not feel comfortable because I didn't know Stacy, I didn't know Craig. But, you know, as time went by, I can see what they were trying to do. So I went alone.
And, they, like Craig said, after a while, you just forgot they were there? You got used to it?
Well, you never really get used to it, you know, but you said, OK, I am willing to try. So that's exactly what we did. And some of the members in our club.
You know, he was talking about and something fascinating about this. The film is it points out that you have a large group of seniors in the community and they're known as Roosevelt Democrats. What does that mean?
It means that they've been Democrats for a long, long time.
Have you been a Democrat most of your life? Or,
you know, it's, I am.
I should ask you, are you a Democrat or Republican? Or if you don't want to answer, that's okay too.
I am originally from Puerto Rico. And my family moved to Philadelphia. And then as a young woman, I went to work in an anti-poverty program in the Virgin Islands. And the reason why I mention Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands is because the citizens of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, even though we are U.S. citizens, we cannot vote in the elections here in the United States, especially, you know, for the president and things like that.
Right, when you're in Puerto Rico.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, so 2008 was the first time that I was going to vote for a president, for a senator, and everything like that. And since then, even in the Virgin Islands, I was involved in the local elections.
Yeah.
And when I moved to the United States, I said, of course, I was so glad that I was able to exercise that, you know, to be able to vote for the president of the United States.
That's an interesting point that you bring up about folks who, when you live in a territory, you can't vote when you're in the territory. Craig, real quickly, I asked about Roosevelt Democrats. Again, you touch on that in the, throughout the film, but how would you describe it?
Well, a Roosevelt Democrat is someone that was born turn of the century or a little after and actually went through the Depression. They saw the creation of the New Deal laws that President Roosevelt put together, and along with that, Social Security, et cetera. And it's basically a dying generation. There's very few people alive today that actually remember the Depression. So that whole demographic of Roosevelt Democrats is vanishing. And actually, two of the our main characters in the film were original Roosevelt Democrats, Stacy's grandmother and great aunt. So they are very liberal. They support programs. They feel the government should put in its fair share to support these programs. And unfortunately, because they are vanishing, there's that support system seems to be diminishing. And it's important for older people or our kids, our grandchildren, to remember what their great grandparents did for them.
Yeah. Real quickly, Stacey, in 30 seconds, if you could, let me know about you, because this is the 2014 midterm that you followed them, but you're still in touch with folks. I mean, how still involved? Are they still as you know, passionate about elections as we're coming up on one?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And I think all their grandparents are, too. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to vote in November, and I hope so.
And Stacey, where could people see this film?
Sure. Well, actually, we are having our Miami premiere on Wednesday, October 17th at Filmgate Miami. So people can learn more about that through Filmgate Miami or on our website, agreatersociety.com. And if they're not able to make it, the film is available on Vimeo On Demand. So all that's on our website, agreatersociety.com.
And that film, again, director Stacey Goldate and Craig Colton. We also heard from Minerva Nazadio, Winmore resident, also one of the folks featured in the film. I really appreciate all your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lewis.
Thank you so much.